Hello everyone, welcome to the Shema Sechet Megillah. We're holding at the very bottom of Yud Ches Amid Aleph. The last four words says, Tana Rabbanan, the rabbi said in the Baisa, Kara Seirugin, if one read the Megillah, it's been learned in the Mishnah with pauses, Yatsa. That is Yotze. Seirusin, which Rashi learns, means out of order, well, Yatsa, it was also said in the Mishnah. Rav Muna Omer, Rav Muna over here said, and it seems like it's a Tana, Mishum Rebbe Yehuda, Apis Seirugin, even when you have breaks, if the break is long enough that you stop and with enough time to finish the entire thing, yeah, then you do have to go back to the beginning. Yeah. the Seder. So Amar Rav Yosef on that, Halacha Kirav Muna. He says Halacha is like that. Kirav Muna Shalom Rishim Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to him, Rav Yosef, Kidei Ligmor Eskula Mehecha. The Kai, does that Halacha, you're saying the Halacha is like him, let's explain the Halacha. Does that mean you pause for enough time to finish the rest of the Megillah from the point at which he is standing currently, that he paused, right? The Seifa, Mehechel, the Kai, the Sefer, from where he's standing to the end. O Dilma Mereish the Seifa, or you mean the entire thing from the beginning, if he was already 90% of the way through. Amalei Mereish the Seifa, I mean the whole way through. In Cain, no san devarechel ishiurim. Because if it would be the other way, then you have given your words to Shiurim. That's an expression the Gemara uses a lot to say that there would be no standardized measurement then, because to say from point X to the end, it's not a set span of time. For this person, he has a minute to go of reading. This person has a whole hour to go of reading. And it wouldn't make any sense. So I guess it means then, the Gemara, that from the beginning to the end, the average person time that he would read from the beginning to the end is what everybody's going to use. That's the time frame that you cannot stop. And if so, you have to repeat it entirely. That's what Rav Muna said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what the Gemara just passed in like. But now we're going to have more discussion about that Pesach. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yiriel Bar Abba, Amar Rav Amarav, Halachi Rav Muna. He says Halachi is like Rav Muna. Ushmul Amar, so the first was Rav says it is like him. Shmuel says no, ain't Halachi Rav Muna. The Surah Masnoachi, that is how they taught it in Surah, which is someplace in Bavel. The Pumbadisa, a different place in Bavel, Masnoachi, they taught it as follows. Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Rav. Different source of quoting Rav. Still quoting Rav, but it's a different Talmud of his. He now says Halachi Rav Muna, that's what he said before. Shmuel Amar ain't Halachi Rav Muna. And Shmuel still says not. Rav Beibai Masni Ifcha. Rav Beibai, though, changes that teaching, the opinion. Rav Omer ain't Halacha Kirav Muna. Shmuel says Halacha is not like that opinion. You don't have to worry for the Indian of stopping for enough time to complete the whole thing. There's no such thing. You can pause and you're fine. But Shmuel Omer Halacha Kirav Muna. Shmuel says Halacha is that way. Omer of Yosef, Rav Yosef, it says, Nakut Rav Beibai Biyodach. You should follow, literally take that of Rav Beibai in your hand. And he is correct to say, he is correct to say that Rav is the one who holds the halacha is not like this, and Shmuel says it is. Why? The Shmuel who the chayish lechido. We see in another context that Shmuel is the one that is concerned about the opinion of a one person, of a minority Tana. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, Shemeres Yavim Shekidesh Achiv Echov, I should say, Esachosa. You have a girl who is a Shemeres Yavim. That means that she was married and her husband died and didn't have children, and she is waiting for someone to do Yibum with her, another brother. Now, what happened? One of the other brothers went, Rashi learns the older brother, one of the other brothers went, yeah, and was Mekadesh, her sister. Okay, now it's going to be a discussion in Machogis Tanayim if that was Mutter or not. That's exactly our discussion here. But that's what this other brother did. Let's keep the name straight. Reuven was married to Rachel. Reuven died. Rachel was waiting for Shimon to do Yibam with her, and Shimon went and married Leah, Rachel's sister. So what happens? Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Amru, they said the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Omri lo hatein, you tell that brother, wait. Achiyasa chicha gadol maisa. So your older brother, I should wreck myself, here's the older brother. The older brother, you should wait for him to do something, either Yibam or Chalitza, because until then, Rashi understands, the word is, there's an iser, ki'ilu achos ishto. I mean, all these brothers are in some way tied to their potential new wife, their brother's widow. And that way they have sort of a relationship like being married to her. And if you're married to a woman, you can't also marry her sister. It's a Isser Deraisa of Achos Ishto, of one's wife's sister. So that's how I learned. We have to wait until Yibam Rechalitza happens. And that way they'll break the ties with any of the other brothers who didn't do Yibam Rechalitza. And then they can marry the sister. Yeah? So what do you see? Amar Shmuel, he said this, you see, he was worried about that Tas Yachid. We don't hold like that. We hold that the Chachamim hold. It could be we do hold like Shmuel Alach Maisa, but meaning the majority of the opinion would have been the Chachamim would say that no, they don't have that connection to this woman like a husband to a wife at this point. Yet, that he should have to wait. They don't have that tie. He can go and marry. He can go and marry this woman. She isn't the sister of his wife, because this widow is not his wife. It's Eder. Up until now, just point out that Tosfos brings over the halacha. We do not worry about the shita of Rav Muna if you stopped reading Kedei Ligmor Eskula, because we hold like Rav. We hold like Rav, who says the halacha is not like him. There are different Rishonim, I think, to learn differently. I know the halacha, Lamaisa, we are concerned about this, at least to some degree. I don't know the intricacies of if it's Ma'akev, B'di'evit, or just the Chachila. But Tosfos here on the page seems to learn that halacha. It's also halacha comes up in Shimon Esrei. If one paused for various reasons, enough time to finish Shimon Esrei, that could be an issue based on this sugi here. Okay. So it says, the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, another price, Yishmin, Tzvah, Sofer, Osio, say the Sofer left out letters from the Megillah, O Psukim, or even whole Psukim, the Karin HaKore, Mitzugim on a Matargim. Similarly, way to learn this is that the Kore read it Baal Peh, that's the Mitzugim on Din, he translated it Baal Peh, Yavsal. The Bach here has an approach of a bunch of different Chidushin coming out from this, but I think the simple way to understand Rashi, is the simple pshat, is that it just means if you read a little bit Baal Peh, yeah, a few Psukim, a few words, that is still Yotzi. The Bach here on the page is quite interesting. Let me find it here. Sorry, I should correct myself. Not the Bach, the Grah. Gar here has a quite complicated parish talking about these extra words. I still think Rashi's pshat seems to be, that it means that you read it Baal Peh, you would say a little bit Baal Peh. Meisve, a challenge to this. How you go, Otios, Mitushtatosh. Mitush Toshos, I should say, they had letters that were rubbed out, Mikuros, or ripped, or Rishum, in Imshum, and Nicker, if the impression of those letters is recognizable, Ksheir, the Megillus, the Kosher, Vim, La, Sula. And for that, it's possible. So you say, so that, what does that seem to imply? It seems to imply you're missing things, that's possible. Well, Kasha, Hadukula, and Mixosos, that's the Kimtor making. If all of it is no good, it's missing, so it's a puzzle, Megillus, not a Megillus. You're reading everything Baal Peh. If some of it is, then you're reading some of it Baal Peh, and it's okay. I think the shir they say is up to half is still okay. What if the reader, it seems to be written in front of him, but he left out simply reading a puzzle? Lo yomar ekra es kula. He can't say, okay, I'll finish. I'll go back to the puzzle I skipped. No. Alakori may also puzzle. He has to go back to where he missed, read from that puzzle and continue. That's part of the necessity of reading in order. Nichlas the basic nesis and matzot tzibur shekari chetzia. He came to shul and he found that Tzibor had already read half of the Megillah. Lo yomer ekra chetzim at Tzibor. He cannot say, I'll read the half now that the Tzibor hasn't read with him. Lachakach ekra chetzim, and then I'll read the first half. Elokori osam itchilos about sosa. Again, he has to read from the beginning to the end. He can't just jump in where the Tzibor is holding. Then the Gemara, misnamim yotze. The Gemara said, someone falling asleep is yotze, but we don't know what this word means, the Gemara says. Hey chidami, what's the case? Misnamim. What's the case of misnamim? Amir Rabbi Ashi, nim v'lo nim. That means sleeping and not sleeping. Tir v'lo tir, awake and not awake. The karule v'ani, you can call to him and he'll answer you. V'lo yodin la'adure svarab, he can't say anything logical back to you. V'chim mitkrule mitkru. But if you remind him, hey, I spoke to you while you were sleeping, he does remember. It's kind of a half-sleep state. One could, in theory, be yotze like that. The Mishnah then said, hay kosva dorsha megia in kivin libo yotze. One was writing Megillah, or darshaning it, or amending the letters. If he was mechavein to be yotze with that kriya, he's yotze. So, hey chidami. What's the case? Either come Masada, Psuka, Psuka. If he's writing a Megillah and he's writing out one pasuk at a time, the Kosovo is being Masada or a pasuk, trying to understand what words he has to write and writing it, Kikiva Libo Mayazi. So what if he intends to do it? Hal Pehu. That's reading Baal Peh. Oh, the Kosovo, Psuka, Psuka. Must be he's writing a pasuk at a time, the Karile, and then reading it. Umbi Yatsa, but you'd be Yotzi like that also. The Homer Rabbi Chobo, Omer Rav, Chama, Barguri, Omer Rav, Halacha, Kitivere, Omer Kula. Yeah? Halacha is like, we'll be on a chukas later on. How much of the Megillah one needs to read to be Yotze, we hold like the Mandamer and you read the whole thing. So, I don't know why it couldn't be that he started writing Pesukim from the beginning of the whole thing. Unless reading the whole thing implies the whole thing has to be written in front of him when he starts. Maybe that's what it means to say. You have to have the whole thing in front of you. Not sure. But that's kind of schwer because the next line of the Gemara. So, it's Tzarechian on this line, what the issue is, that's just talking about reading, not writing it out. Because now the Gemara says, I'll show you why this is difficult. Even if you hold, you only need to read from the pasuk that starts Ishihudi till the end. Sricha shitehiksuvakula. It all needs to be written in front of him. And that seems to be the only kasha here. That's not written in front of him. It doesn't matter what you read. Sorry, on that line. Ella demancha Megillah kameh. It must be he has another Megillah sitting in front of him. The kari lei minah, and he's reading from that other already written Megillah, psuka, a pasuk at a time, the katavu, and then writing it in. So he's reading really from a whole finished shalim kosher Megillah. Then Masayale, this could be an assistance to a different person's statement. La Rava Bar Bar Chana, the thing that he said. Al Rava Bar Chana, Rabbi Yochanan, Otsir Lichsov, Os Achas, Shalom Neksav. You're not allowed to write into a new sefer that you're writing, a new scroll, not from an already pre-existing scroll. You have to have it written out already. Dilma di Samile, so wait, so we say, so that's the Uriah, he's saying that. I would say, Dilma. He's just talking about such a case. If such a case happened, you have the opportunity to be yotze, but not the one that needs to have that for the halachas of writing a kosher, Megillah. Now we say gufa. We bring back that exact halacha. You can't write one letter from that is not from an already written parchment. May say a challenge to that. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Maisa the Rabbi Meir, there was a Maisa in Rabbi Meir, Shahalach, Le'aber Shana, he went to go make an extra Adar. To make the year Ibor. Yeah, Ba'afia, in a place called Afia. V'layasham Megillah. There's no Megillah there. You need to read again. You already read in the first author, seemingly you need to read again. No Megillah. The custom of Ibor, he read out Megillah of heaven. Yeah, the Koran, he read it. So he didn't hold this halacha. He wrote not from an already existing Ksav. There was no Ksav. He just wrote about that. So I'm Rabbi Bo, Shani Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is different than this. Demikim be, v'hafatecho, yashiru negdecho. Because Rabbi Meir, he's holding that the Torah is ki'ilu in front of his eyes. Yeah, Rabbi Meir, seemingly the whole worry here is you're going to make mistakes. If you write it out off-head, we're not worried about that Rabbi Meir. Yeah, literally the pasuk means that the pupils of one's eyes look straight in front of you. But the idea is that he has clarity. He has clarity, of exactly the words, like the Torah's in front of him all the time. They're not worried. So, Amar Le Rabbi, Baruch Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyo, Midifti, Mai V'Afapecha Yeshur Neidecho. What does that mean? Yeah, that the pupils of one's eyes look straight in front of him. Amalo elu divrei Torah. Yeah, that definitely is only referring to divrei Torah. Because about divrei Torah, it says you close your eyes for 1 second and it can be gone. Yeah. Now that means that even though they can float away easily from your eyes, they're straight by him. They're straight by the mirror who's holding very clearly in. Rav Chisda found Rav Chananel, different Amara, that he was writing Svarim not from a pre-existing cloth. I hold, really, you could write Kol Torah Kula out of your mouth, no problem. But then the Chacham said, they said he can't write one letter not from a pre-existing cloth. It's a gomer called Torah Kula, so now we have to kasher from the story. From the fact that he said to him that you could write all Kol Torah Kula from your mouth. You have it down. Apparently they were very straight by him. Ray Mayer did that too. What's he saying to him? That even though you're holding, you can't write it. Ray Mayer was saying the whole reason he was able to write it, not from himself, is because he was holding it straight. So it should be seen by this Meiser, Chananel, it should have been okay to write it. We say, Shasa Dechak Shani, they may not only was he holding, but really the whole case was the Shasa Dechak, there wasn't only Megillah to copy from. So I don't know if the Gemara means to include that you need both of those. Anytime a Shasa Dechak is okay, even if you really don't have it that straight, but you think you know it, be good enough, or you also need the Mile of Rei Meir, have it straight, and you need Shasa Dechak, even with it having it very clear and straight in one's mind as if it's in front of him, you still don't need the Shasa Dechak. You can learn either way, conclusion over here. Abaye Shari Rebbe Bar Chava Mikhtav Tefillin Mezuzah Shalom Nekzav. Abaye matered a person named, Sofrim from a place called Rav Chava. Rav Chava's base medrash. To write Tefillin Mezuzah is not from a pre-existing cloth. Come on, who is that like? Ki Aitana. It's like the following verse. The Tana Rebbe Meir Omer, sorry, Rebbe Yirmiya Omer, Mishim Rabbeinu. Tefillin Mezuzah Nekzav Shalom Nekzav. Tefillin Mezuzah don't have to be written from Nekzav. I guess Sefer Torah, yeah. I guess a Megillah, yeah. It's not a spirit to what you said before, yeah. But Tefillin Mezuzah don't have to be. And also he said they don't need sirtut, which is the lime that is indented and made pressed in with the kolmos or with the kolmos. Yeah, that's above every line at the top, every line in the Sefer Torah and in various other things. Right now the Gemara is saying that it's not needed in Tzilin Mezuzahs. The Gemara says Hilchos Halacha actually is Tzilin in Tzrichin Sirtut. Tzilin is true, they do not. Mezuzahs Tzrichin Sirtut. Mezuzahs do need. Yeah, that's how we hold. either even a personal mixab, but either one, he's been not from a previous mixab, my time, why is that a big, bigger reason? Because people are quite familiar with them. So again, reiterating the idea that the whole word, the whole meaning of writing from the pre-existing Sab is because that we're going to make a mistake. If people are holding some of this, they won't make a mistake. Thank you for listening. Mr. Shem will continue.